The book of Proverbs has a verse that is quoted quite often in the Christian community, and it needs to be lived out every day as well, but it's quoted quite often. It says in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. We have to realize that the words that we speak matter. Whether they're words that bring life or words that bring death to the people all around us. You may not realize this, but there are five voices in your head all the time. There really are. The first one is your voice. Now, whether you have ever thought about this or not, you talk to yourself more than you talk to anybody else. And the things you say to yourself actually matter. The things you say about yourself to yourself actually matter when you're processing who you are and how you feel about yourself. But there are five voices in your head. Your voice is the voice that talks the most in your head. Then there's God's voice that's in your head. God's voice comes from reading His Word. It comes from hearing sermons. God's voice comes from listening to worship music and all of those things that God is saying and all those things that God has already written down that He said about Himself. That voice is also in your head. And that's the voice the Holy Spirit uses to speak to you. You also have the voice of others, the people you surround yourself with. I don't know if you understand this or not, but you become what you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with the wrong kind of people, get ready. You're going to start talking like them before you know it. If you surround yourself with the right kind of people, you're going to start talking like them before you know it. So you have the voices of the people surround you, the people you hang out with, the people you talk to. You have those voices also in your head, whether that be good or bad. There's another voice in your head, and that is Satan's voice. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and that is the voice that tempts you. You need to lighten up on yourself, because all of those thoughts you have that tempt you, that is not you. That is another voice in your head. That is Satan trying to trap you and entrap you. So give yourself a break. Every thought you have does not mean you're a bad person. Satan wants you to think you're a bad person. He wants you to think that God doesn't love you because of the thoughts in your head that are betraying you. But one of the voices in your head is Satan's voice. He is a whisperer, and he plants those thoughts in your head to tempt you and entice you into the traps he's laid for your life. But here's another voice that we now have in our head, and we talked a little bit about it tonight. It is a filtered voice. It is a voice that has an agenda. It's the constant barrage of endless information that fills our mind from news feeds and social media posts and the news on the TV and all the media around us. We have this filtered voice that is not even a real voice because it is a voice with an agenda. Now, we call them influencers, but you already know that every influencer has an agenda. They're trying to influence you to think the way they think. So now we have to deal with another voice in our head that we didn't have in our head before, which is a filtered voice from all of the noise around us. No wonder the Bible said, "Be still and know that I am God." No wonder you have to walk with God in the cool of the evening to hear His voice. No wonder you have to shut the radio off and turn off the music and turn off the sounds around you to just be quiet enough to hear the voice of God. I'm a huge proponent of worship in your private time, but sometimes you even need to turn that off because you're singing when you need to be listening. Sometimes you're talking in prayer. Thank God that you pray, but sometimes you need to sit and say, "God, you know my thoughts, you know my needs before I even ask them. What is it that you want to say to me?" And be still and hear the voice of God, because you have so many voices in your head. It's like noise that never goes away. But I want to ask you a question. Which of those voices is the loudest? Because at different times in your life, one of those voices is going to be louder than another voice. You see, the voice in your head becomes the voice in your mouth. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So the voice in your head becomes the voice in your heart or in your mouth, and the voice in your mouth becomes the voice in other people's heads. So you have to be careful about everything you say, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. Now, while we're talking about voices, I want to tell you there is a time that all voices get amplified. There is a time that all of these voices get louder, and that is the time of crisis. In the time of crisis, every one of these voices will say more than they've ever said. Every one of these voices will try to vie for your heart. When your heart is broken the most, every one of these voices will try to be the one in the lead that captures your heart and manipulates your thinking. I was amazed that after 9/11, I was pastoring in St. Louis at the time, after 9/11, we could not get everybody in our church. It was like the whole community showed up. We were bringing out chairs. They were standing around the walls in every service, because in crises, people want to hear what God is saying. In crises, when people are frightened, when they're afraid, they are open to the voice of God, and they flock out to hear what God is saying.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Well, let me tell you something as your pastor. This is the place where you need to be the most careful. You have these voices in your head. When your heart is broken, that is the place where doubt begins to grow. That is the place where fear begins to grow. Satan loves to come in and tempt you and tell you that God is not sovereign, that God is not in control, and that God lets bad things happen to good people, and that God is distant, and God is not real, and God cannot protect you. That is the voice of an enemy. And like a cancer, doubt begins to eat away at you when you get helpless and fearful, because you cannot let that voice in your head become louder than the voice of Jesus and the voice of God and the voice of your loved ones and what you already know in your own faith. You cannot allow that to be the voice in your head. Satan loves to tempt you when you are down. Satan loves to tempt you when your heart is empty. Satan is the real problem behind the scenes. He is the influence behind every shooter, behind every fake narrative, behind every stabbing, behind every hate crime, behind every lies. The days where these acts, yes, were done by evil people, but those people were influenced by Satan and his demon hordes that came against their minds. This was not just an attack against people by mean people. This was an attack by Satan against the people of God. Behind every person, there is the influence of Satan, who wants to kill, to steal, and destroy. But on the cross, Jesus Christ defeated him. But he is counting on the fact that you forgot that Jesus made a public spectacle of him openly. He's counting on the fact that you forget that he has already been defeated. But I want to tell you, church, the days of sitting on the sidelines of Christianity are over. The days of sitting there in church hiding, thinking the devil is not paying attention to you, those days
are over. The days of casual Christianity is over. We are in a spiritual battle with a real enemy, and we must take our rightful place in the army of God. In these days, you must choose a side. You cannot live in the world one day and the church another day. You cannot live in sin and then come in and lift up hands thinking that God is going to hear your praise when you crawled out of bed the night before with the wrong person and you're headed into another sinful act tomorrow. The days of playing games in church is over. We need to draw a line in the sand and say it's time to get in. It's time to go all the way with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is about to send a mighty moving of His Holy Spirit to bring revival, and a spiritual awakening is coming to this world, and we need to be ready for that. And I promise you, when the Holy Spirit's moves, it's not just going to be a feel-good moment for half-hearted saints. It is a time where God is going to separate the sheep from the goat, and it is time that we decide, whose side am I on? Am I on God's side, or am I playing around with Christianity hoping that God's not paying attention and the devil's not paying attention? I promise you, the devil is paying attention, and he will claim your soul if you let him, but you cannot allow that voice to become the voice in your ear. You have to let the voice of God become louder than that voice in your head.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.